News, I'm Haya Kunchwani. President Trump offered his latest assessment of the Iran war to Republican lawmakers and reporters, AP's Ben Thomas.
We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil.
President Trump speaking to Republican members of Congress about the Iran war Monday.
I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion.
He later took questions from reporters.
Mr. President, you've said the war is, quote, very complete, but your defense secretary says this is just the beginning. So which is it, and how long should Americans be prepared?
Well, I think you could say both. The beginning. It's the beginning of building a new country.
Iran announced its new supreme leader, hardliner Mojtaba Khamenei.
Does he have a target on his back?
You mean the new supreme leader? You mean the son?
How can there be an Iran?
Well,
with another
I don't want to say that, but you know, I was disappointed because we think it's going to lead to just more of the same problem.
Trump also told reporters the war began because Iran had been working on a new nuclear weapons site. And he left open the possibility of an escalation in fighting if global oil supplies continue to be disrupted. I'm Ben Thomas.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that while international attention focuses on the war in the Middle East, strikes continue in the Russia-Ukraine war.
It's the all-too-familiar sound of Ukrainians cleaning up after yet another Russian strike. This time on Dnipro in central Ukraine. 10 people were injured. The war in the Middle East has drawn international attention away from Europe's biggest conflict since World War II, as U.S. brokered talks between Russia and Ukraine languish. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Global shares rebounded today from their sharp declines a day before, as global investors wager that the war with Iran may not last too long. But gains fell far short of losses when oil prices neared $120 per barrel before falling back to about $90. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on two men who brought explosives to a New York City protest.
The NYPD says 18-year-old Amir Balat and 19-year-old Ibrahim Kayumi were seen on video with two IEDs outside Mayor Mamdani's residence over the weekend. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
As alleged, both defendants have admitted that they acted on Saturday because of ISIS.
The devices with the explosive TATP are deadly but did not go off. More bomb-making material was found in the car they were driving, U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton.
And it is chilling that they wanted to do something more than the Boston Marathon, more than three deaths.
The pair from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, came into the city to counter-protest against conservative activist Jake Lang's Stop the Islamic Takeover rally. Balat's lawyer, Mehdi Azmidi, says there are a lot of unanswered questions.
Accused of terrorism.
Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.